Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for Chamber updates, I usually say upcoming programs and events, but honestly, all of our programs and events have been postponed and or canceled till further notice, obviously. So anyway, you can go to DurangoBusiness.org, follow us on Facebook, posts, things of that nature. But I'm here with George from the Mountain Hyperbarics. How are you?
Great, Jack. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Let me share a little bit of news.
Well, thank you for taking the time and with the craziness that's going on. And thank you so much for being here. And with that, first off, where are you guys located?
We're located up on 100 Jenkins Ranch Road in Unit D. That's changing a little bit, but the location stays the same.
Yeah. And right now, I think you had mentioned before we went on there, you got a remodel going on, but you are up, you're open, you're doing treatments and all of that as far as status quo, so to speak.
Yeah, certainly in relationship to what we're all facing and looking at in our community. I mean, we've been talking about it on and off the air all morning. And
yeah.
The reality is we shut down our practice temporarily right now, but the clinic is open because I can work with that one-on-one. We are working with patients one-on-one. We can clean up, disinfect, and prepare for each one individually. So it's not a high flow situation for us at all. And we also do not need to be within that 3 to 6 foot social distance either.
Right.
Doing that there. Climbing in the chamber on their own, and we're putting them in and closing them in the chamber and maintaining an appropriate distance.
Yeah. So, you know, I joked with you before, with every time you say chamber, I should owe you a dollar because chamber of commerce, but hyperbaric chamber. Describe what a hyperbaric chamber is.
So a hyperbaric chamber is very basic. As we've talked about, it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of pressure and oxygenation. So the pressure and the key to the pressure piece is that what we are doing is knocking out inflammation in the system in general, in the entire body. We are knocking out inflammation. That's one big piece of it. The other big piece, of course, is the 100% oxygen. Now you can get 100% oxygen almost anywhere. You can get an oxygen concentrator, you carry oxygen around with you for supplemental oxygen, but the pressure is in a very important key to the conditions that we're working with in the clinic.
So when I hear you describe this, I think of hyperbaric chambers for scuba divers. Mm-hmm. That have surfaced too quickly. They didn't wait at the safe zone. As I'm trying to remember, I got PADI certified 20 years ago, so I'm trying to recall. I've not dove in probably 12 years, but I'm trying to remember some of the things. And the decompression chamber, if you got the bends, is what you're describing in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. The hyperbaric chambers you will find on board of it, particularly any deep sea diving vessel. They'll have it on board. It'll be bolted down to the bulkhead.
Yeah.
And it's really the same chamber or very, very similar to what we have in the clinic. What we know of is that in diving, the average person understands and knows, or at least has an inkling, that hyperbaric chambers are used for the bends, and that it goes all the way back to the Hudson River divers when they were building the Hudson River tunnel. But what people don't know about hyperbaric chambers is what has been looked at in the last 50 years, which is everything from wound care to traumatic brain injuries, Alzheimer's, so kind of any neurological disorder and that we're working with.
So along with this too, let me go back to with Alzheimer's. I mean, because of the oxygenated, the pressure, everything, it helps to, I want to say, rebuild tissue, or describe the process that's so beneficial.
Yeah, you can look at it from the point of view of there's plenty of wound care clinics that are around that offer hyperbarics as part of it. And one of the reasons is we know through lots of research that if you use hyperbaric oxygen therapy with wounds that won't heal, diabetic ulcers, etc., what we know is that the healing occurs 10 times faster than if you leave a wound and do standard wound care.
Oh, wow. 10 times faster.
10 times faster. That's why insurance will cover it.
Okay. So, I'm thinking out loud here because I know I've done treatments for, like pre-cancer treatments or whatever, and I actually got one on my arm right now as we're being interviewed. And so something like that type of situation using the hyperbaric might speed up that healing process or would heal quicker.
It can. I mean, what we know very simply about hyperbaric oxygen therapy is you have the pressure, which knocks out inflammation in an area. When you do that and then you send hyperoxygenated blood into that area, it actually expands capillary beds in that area that otherwise would not be able to proliferate or create more. So you expand the blood supply, which of course accelerates the healing process. It's really the same thing when you're looking at neurological disorders. What we're looking at is the advancement and the proliferation of blood supply in areas of the brain. What that does is help regenerate neurons, brain cells.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing really it does is to encourage the development of new neurons at the same time. New neurological cells, and that actually for me was new information that we could actually help to develop new neurons, not just regenerate ones that were compromised to begin with.
Now, and sorry to interrupt, so along with traumatic brain injuries, research has shown that the hyperbaric can also help with that, whether it's post-traumatic stress, concussions, things of that nature. And I think you've mentioned your wife actually has benefited.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, while we're on the air, she is in the chamber.
Yeah.
She was just given a new prescription and told to get in the chamber again. The reason why we even started the clinic to begin with was she was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury. The doctor we work with, who's our medical director, Dr. Surface, she said, yes, you have a traumatic brain injury from this testing, and your treatment is right there.
Huh.
And, I was trained on how to use the chamber at that time. We did a standard treatment protocol for a neurological disorder, particularly for traumatic brain injury. And her headaches went away. She was able to sleep 7 hours a night. So a number of the symptoms, which were really impeding her quality of life and and her capability of really being clear-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, she knew the difference between healthy brain versus this brain that was limited. And it was really dramatically limiting her life.
And along, it's funny, I should have said we're not violating any HIPAA violations. No. Or anything. I always talk about my mom with all of her medical stuff. I'm like, I've got the okay from her to mention things. But how quickly did she see results?
Actually, in her case, and it's not atypical, in her case, after about 10 sessions into the protocol, she started to notice that she was capable of sleeping 7 hours a night, that her headaches, her migraines were abating at that point. And you could see it.
Yeah.
And you can see it in people that we're treating. And again, going back to who do we treat? The reality is we're treating a lot of people who have already run the gamut in mainstream medicine, have not been able to return to their normal, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. normal, whatever that is for an individual life. They're limited physiologically, whether it's the capability of walking or speech and a number of other symptomologies which impede our ability to function on a day-to-day basis. We get people who actually have done some research and have found hyperbaric oxygen therapy, whether it's through our website mm-hmm. at Mountain Hyperbarics or general information that's out there, research that's available that's out there on the internet nowadays. And they're coming to us from actually a more educated standpoint. Mm-hmm. But still, that doesn't mean that a lot of people know what hyperbaric oxygen therapy can do.
Right. Well, and what it can do too is help those help veterans. And through America's Mighty Warrior program, so it's America's Mighty Warrior program, they will help fund, or they will fund, treatments for veterans that have traumatic brain injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, have to be seen by a physician and clinically diagnosed, but then there is this opportunity for them.
There is. It's something it took months to get into place, but there is an organization out there, America's Mighty Warriors, as you had said, Jack, and that organization actually was started by a mother whose son died because he didn't get appropriate treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We know, and obviously she is being funded by individuals and organizations that are funding veterans who have traumatic brain injuries, post-concussive syndrome, and or PTSD. And actually, it's even beyond that, we have found that they're able to stretch the edge of the envelope. We're actually working with a veteran right now who has Gulf War syndrome, and they fully fund the treatment. The veteran has to go through an application process. They get vetted out, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
through that process, and then they will send them to us for treatment, and they get the treatment covered fully financially, and we work directly with America's Mighty Warriors to fund that treatment.
Right. So, well, and that's got to give the veteran such a sense of hope, for a lack of words, and just knowing that there may be another alternative to helping them return and function fully. If someone needs to find out information, what's the best way they should get that from you?
Well, you know, directly from us, we, you know, quote unquote, I always tell people we're a mom and pop clinic. We work with people one-on-one. Please give us a call. You'll be speaking to me directly. Mm-hmm. And I spend, sometimes 20 to 40 minutes on the phone with people just to walk them through, in the case of veterans, walk them through the process that they need to go through when it comes to traumatic brain injuries. And that one of the things I haven't spoken of in the past is I also send them the information written down, because the reality is short-term memory
loss
and some other issues are present. So we make sure that we literally walk a veteran through the process step by step, or anybody else, but
yeah, a lot of the contact info, mountainhyperbarics.com. And hyperbarics.com, and they can find the information there.
They can also find us. You can email me at mountainhyperbarics@gmail.com.
Okay.
Please give us a call, 970-880-4799.
All right. Well, George, thank you so much for coming in. And I'm going to come up and check. I got to come up and check this out. I said this last time, but I'm going to get this. I'm going to get
this.
Well,
you really are going to come in this time, Jack.
Pinky swear. But we can't touch. Here's
right.
Clorox.
Elbows. Right.
Again, mountainhyperbarics.com is the website. Invite everybody to check it out, and veterans especially, find out some of the offerings that you guys are having. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me again, Jack. Appreciate it.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.